It gives me immense pleasure on behalf of Luckett Peeries. This is Brian Thomas calling over from www.goforgold.lk, welcoming all of you. Today being the 29th of May 2026, hot sporting news off the cuff. And we also welcome the Festival of Lights here in our motherland, Wesak. We'll talk about that later, but let's start off with what's happening in the cricketing world. Travelled down to Belfast in Ireland, where the Irish are under the pump in the four-day test match against New Zealand. The Kiwis made a mammoth 490 for 8 declared in the first innings. Tom Blunton, 186, Rachin Ravindra, 121, and Dean Foxtroft sadly missed out on his century, isn't it? He just made 98. But Mark Adair, the seamer for Ireland, took 3 for 66. The Irish were bowled out for 179 in their first innings. Andy McBine, 73. Mark Adair, once again, doing something for his country with the bat. He made 46. But the pick of the bowlers for the Kiwis was Nathan Smith, 6 for 46, and Ben Sears, 2 for 27. Now, the Irish in the second innings at close of play yesterday at the end of day two, 65 for 2, with Stephen Doheny open batting unbeaten on 36. So the Irish trail by 246 runs. It'll be a Herculean task for them to save this test match. Let's hop across to the IPL 2026. Big day today, because today Rajasthan Royals and Gujarat Titans will play in the second qualifier. The team that wins goes through to the finals to play against Royal Challengers Bangalore. That's the equation. The team that loses pack their bags and go home. Simple. Now, what I want to read to you is the orange cap. We all know what the orange cap is. It goes to the leading run scorer in the tournament. And the purple cap goes to the leading bowler in this tournament. And let me run through the orange cap first. Suryavanshi, the 15-year-old sensation, is heading the runs table with 680 runs with one more game to go today. He'll be looking for two games, obviously, because if Rajasthan Royals win today, he has a bite of the sherry to increase his total runs being scored if he plays against Rajasthan Royals, against RCB in the finals. But end of the day, let's not talk about that. He is heading with 680 runs, followed by Sai Sudarshan, 652, Gujarat Titans. He also has an opportunity because he'll be playing in today's game. Then in third place was Hendrish Claassen, who made 624. He played for Sunrisers Hyderabad. Sadly, Hendrish Claassen can't increase his runs here because his team is out of the tournament. In fourth place, of course, is Shubman Gill, 618 runs, captain of Gujarat Titans. He too has an opportunity of increasing his run tally, because he has a game, hopefully. He'll be looking for two games. He'll be hoping that he can play the game today and also in the finals if his team does qualify. And in fifth place, it was Ishan Kishan, who ended up with 602 runs. But he played for Sunrisers Hyderabad, and Sunrisers Hyderabad out of the tournament. But end of the day, look, from my viewpoint, and I'm sure most of the experts will agree, and even the players will agree, none of these players are looking for individual glory. They are looking at winning the game for their team and entering the finals and lifting up the cup. That's where they will focus. Let's also have a look at the purple cap. The leading wicket taker, Royal Challengers Bangalore, Bhuvanesh Kumar, 26 wickets. He has an opportunity to increase his tally because he'll be playing in the finals. Kagiso Rabada, 26 as well. But he has a bite of two cherries, isn't it, if his team, Gujarat Titan, gets the better of Rajasthan Royals today. 26, not bad. Wonderful seamer from South Africa. In third place is Geoffrey Archer, 24 wickets. And he'll also be seen in pursuit because he plays for Rajasthan Royals. I'm going to skip the fourth and the fifth place. The sixth place goes to Rashid Khan. He's taken 19 wickets. Gujarat Titans, the leg spinner, has an opportunity, and he'll be hoping for a bite of the two sherries that he could increase his wicket tally if he could not only win the game against Rajasthan Royals, but also play against RCB in the finals. Let me wind up this particular statistics by stating that Ishan Malinga, the Sri Lankan, ended up with 20 wickets and was placed fifth. So well played, Ishan. But Ishan won't be able to increase his wicket tally because he's on a flight to the Caribbean, joining the Sri Lanka national team in the one-day series against the West Indies. Rugby news, the cup segment in the second round will get underway at the end of this week. The boys really deserve the rest, isn't it? And the games that are coming up are going to be very interesting. We start off on Friday, Trinity College Kandy, the unbeaten team will be seen in pursuit against Wesley. And I was told that the match will be played at CRNFC. And Royal College will play against Isipathana in the cup segment. Both teams have been beaten, but we are going to see a very exciting game. I'll give you the schedule of the date that game will be played shortly. Hopefully, I'll try to have the information ready for you tomorrow on our podcast. And in the cup segment, unbeaten St. Peter's College will take a strong, determined Zaira College also in the cup segment in the next week. Right before I wind up, Lakit and I will also give you information about what's happening in the FIBA, because the qualifiers for the South Asia Basketball Championship is being held here in Sri Lanka for the under-18ers, and India completely dominated Bangladesh. They beat them by 104 points to 31. India also outplayed Sri Lanka by 74 points to 44. While Sri Lanka outplayed the Maldives by 132 points to 42, we'll have our eyes focused on that. I'm sorry, I don't have the results of the women's section of this particular champion qualifier, but I'll try to get that result organized for you on our podcast tomorrow morning. It was a real pleasure being in your company, and thanks for joining us, isn't it? I mean, end of the day, we're going to have the Festival of Lights, so you'll see lots of lights in Colombo, as the Vesak lanterns, glow in all their glory. And you know, it's a wonderful time. The peace that passes all understanding tends to dwell in you, especially with the light shining and Sri Lanka being decorated in all its glory. Thanks for being in our company. It was a pleasure talking to all of you this morning. This is Brian Thomas, along with my co-host Lakit Peter, signing off. Spinning you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. Have a blessed Friday. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Bye for now.